Pick an issue about yourself that you're ready to let go of. Pick one thing. Don't take all the things in your whole life, just one thing. And in preparing yourself to do forgiveness, bring yourself to a comfortable place, a comfortable part of the room. You might want to have some tissues nearby in case you shed a few tears. You might want to make sure that you're undisturbed for a while. And settle in. I used to go to my room 20 minutes, 40 minutes before bedtime and light a little candle and pull out my journal and look over my list of faults and pick one to focus on. So pick one. And as you sit there on the floor or on a chair, imagine overhead a beautiful, vast field of light that represents God, our source of forgiveness, the source that we come from and return to. Imagine God's presence there in that field of light, patient, kindly, friendly, interested in you, and waiting with great interest, great attention, to hear what it is that you're troubled about in terms of yourself. And just under that light and above your head is your own little spark of light, your own little part of that great light that is God, your soul, your higher self, your own little source of wisdom and healing and creative energy and insight. And allow yourself to soften your muscles, and soften especially in your heart and your belly. And allow yourself to reflect on this fault, this problem of yours that you want forgiveness for. Think about it, feel it. Feel it physically, how bad you feel when you're involved with this problem. Think about times it's caused you trouble and it's gotten in your way or it's hurt you or others. And start talking about this to your friend up there in the light, your source of forgiveness and healing, God. Talk vulnerably, like you're talking to a really trusted friend. And speak out loud, even if it's just a whisper. Maybe you're in your bedroom behind a closed door and you don't want the rest of your family to hear. Speak out loud, because it's much stronger if you do. You have a better effect if you do it. And speak to God about this problem. I need your forgiveness because I'm so upset with myself because I feel that I failed this week because. And I feel very sorry about the way that I hurt so-and-so and almost broke my heart the way they looked at me. Speak in detail about this hurt. All the things that bother you about it, all the embarrassment, all the remorse, whatever it is, speak in detail to that spirit who is listening to you. If you feel like crying, you can cry. Just let the tears flow. Take your time with it. And speak till you've said it all about that one thing. Don't go into the whole rest of the story in terms of all your other faults. Just this one thing, this one problem. And when you feel like you've shared everything about it that you need to, you can stop. Blow your nose, breathe. Take some nice, big, cleansing breaths. What we're going to do is gradually go from the level of this personal self that has these emotions and this sorrow and this conditioned mind and with all its perceived problems to a higher point of view, to the point of view of your higher self, and of God, and looking back down at the situation from a different perspective. So in preparation for that, just think of a few things about yourself right now that you do appreciate, that you like. Or maybe think about some positive steps you've taken to remedy this problem, to change this difficulty. Appreciate yourself for a moment or two. And take another couple of cleansing breaths. And bring your attention once again to this field of light over your head and this spark of light that is your particular expression of God, your soul. And begin to dwell upon the qualities of this higher self and of this source, the qualities of love and generosity and healing, understanding, tenderness, vital energy. And as you're ready, bring yourself to a standing position. But as you stand up, imagine like you're leaving your little personality down there in the chair or down there on the floor, wherever you were sitting. Imagine as you stand up, it's like you shed your personal self for a few minutes and you go right up into that higher self of yours. You become that spark of light. You become that field of light. And your heart and your mind become very, very wide, very large. Your heart, your mind reach out to embrace the whole world, all of creation, because you are connected with the Creator at this moment. And as your heart and your mind expand, you tower above this little poignant human being way down there in the chair, way down there below you. You tower above the personal self. And you wish well, you wish blessing to all things, to the furthest star and to the tiniest blade of grass with an ant on it. And to all the people, all the adults and the children and all the people of different colors and different cultures, but especially to this little person right down there, your personal self. If I'm standing above myself, I look down at that little tiny Mary who's there with her problem. So you look down upon yourself and see yourself down there. Sometimes when you stand up and you take the perspective of spirit, you look down and you see a child sitting there. So look down upon your little self and feel light pouring out of you. You are light. You are unconditional love. Hold your hands out if you want to in blessing over that little one. And shower them with goodwill. You wish the best for them, and you see their goodness, and you want to remove burdens from them, and you can. So just right now, imagine your light is dissolving, melting, moving, shifting this burden that they've brought to you. And you can even say out loud, I completely forgive you. I take away this burden from you. And you might want to say more. As you stand there, you might feel some wisdom about your little personal self, some wisdom about the situation that you'd like to share. So whisper that down to yourself. Tell yourself the truth of the situation and give yourself encouragement from this higher perspective of spirit. Do this now for a moment or two, or just enjoy the silence and the light, whatever you prefer. When you feel complete, very gently bring yourself back down to your chair, your sitting position, and imagine that you're bringing this light of the spirit and this higher insight down with you. You're integrating that with your personality as you sit back down. So once again, you are a little personality sitting under a great light. And say thank you to that great one for whatever has occurred, any amount of healing, any amount of relief. And see how you feel different. See if you notice that you feel lighter, that you feel better, that you learned something. I learned a lot. When I did this exercise frequently, I wrote all of the things my higher self said to me down in my journal, and later on when I looked at it, I was so amazed at the incredible patience and perspective and positive regard in which I was held by the Great Spirit. So you might want to write a few things down. If you got some new insight. If you found that you couldn't really get to a higher place, take a little more time with it next time. Take a little more time to focus on the qualities of spirit, or imagine a place where you've been or a moment you've had when you felt very connected, very peaceful. Bring that place to mind. Anything that you can come up with to help you elevate a little, elevate to a higher consciousness. I've actually seen my teacher Edith have a person climb up on top of a desk instead of just standing up because they weren't high enough. And this was a very tall man that she was guiding through it. And when he got on top of the desk and looked down, you saw his whole face change. Suddenly he looked like a little Buddha. And you could tell, oh, he did it. Symbolically, he needed to do that in order to get high enough in his mind. So whatever it takes, it really is true. To forgive is divine, and there is a part of you that is above this problem and can give you insight and blessing and remove it as a burden from your life. And I know you'll find your way with it.